pertains to fur dealers. If you recall, a few months ago, you finalized at your December meeting an issue pertaining to bait dealers and employees being able to work for somebody else if they were revoked or suspended or had a license denied, and what that prevented was a bad actor from continuing to work for somebody else. I believe it was Commissioner Gary Jensen at that meeting asked us to take a look at some of the other occupational licensees and does this occur throughout other types of businesses or occupational folks that we license. And so we took a hard look at this, and that's what we come to you today with is fur dealers is another similar situation to where we have folks that are conducting business and they're out in the field. They're not at a business per se, a storefront like perhaps a taxidermist's that we do license. They have a shop that they conduct the primary business at. But with fur dealers, we have folks that are out running routes, buying fur in the field. So we felt this was one issue to bring to your attention that pertains similar to the bait dealer issue. So what we would ask you to do is to create a rule within that fur dealer chapter to require, one, the fur dealers to list their employees. And this is something we do ask already in practice on applications. For example, a non-resident fur dealer, we have as far away from Illinois, folks that do have licenses, and they'll have perhaps four or five people that run their routes for them, conduct their business for them. And so that would enable us to know who is working for them at their business there and who's purchasing fur. What we'd also ask you to do would be to, similar to how we had it with the bait dealer, would be to allow the department to refuse the issuance of a license to somebody that has been, whether it be an employee, agent, who has received a suspension or a revocation of their license or has been denied issuance of a license for that year, with the same thought process that period of ineligibility would not exceed one calendar year. I know it's been a few months since we talked about that, but feel that this fits right in that same category criteria as what we talked about with the bait dealers. So I would ask for your passing forward of this proposal.
I move approval.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the proposal as is. All in favor would say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It is passed. Thank you.
The next one, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Dale Gates here.
Okay, thanks, Andy. And for the record, Dale Gates, regional.